Bandwidth for Rubinode Show 229 is brought to you by The Rubinode Show at rubinodeshow.com/ this page does not actually exist .html. Oh, damn it. Now it's not playing anything good. Come on. Play something good. Hold on a sec. Is it going to build up to something? Oh, whenever you're ready. Here we go. Here we go. Is it going to play now? You reckon that's all we're going to get? Should I leave it at that? Hold on. Come on. I need a lead in. All right, that'll do. Welcome to the Rubinode Show. I'm your host, Ruben Shade. It's always a pleasure to have your company, etc., so forth, and all formalities. I'm not a lumberjack, but I'm okay, right? Oh, wow. It has been a long time. It has been a long, 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 long time. In fact, it's been such a long time, I'd even go as far as to say that it's been a long time. That kind of died in the water, didn't it? Okay, let me just, before we do anything else, I'm going to go straight to the Rubinode Show website right now and see when the last episode was. This is going to be really, really embarrassing. Okie dokie, here we go. It's absolutely storming outside today, so I imagine there are a lot of people at home just bumming around on the internet on a weekday. That's not good. So maybe a lot of people bumming around, so the speed is just abysmal. Singapore's usually really good. What's going on? Here we go, rubinodeshow.com, and there's the picture loading up. I've got to even put my Christmas decorations up on this site. I got to do all sorts of things, and I haven't done anything. This is just beyond bad. This is just terrible. Here we go. Rubinode Show 228 was recorded on the 24th of September 2007. So that's September, October, November. Yeah, I'm only sort of 3 months left. Oh, wow, that is really quite shocking. I apologize for that. It has been one hell of a... Wait, you don't say one hell of a few months, do you? That's terrible. It's been a hell of a few months, right? It's just been shocking. In fact, I figure if I put the amount of responsibility I have, where it's whether it's for university work or homework or work or looking after mum work, all this sort of stuff, it just builds up. It's not quite an exponential curve, but it feels, sometimes I wake up in the morning and it feels like it is. It's been insane. Getting up really early in the morning, getting to bed really late at night. And in fact, I've only been able to record this episode because the major assignment in Objective-C, which I've been doing for the last month or so, or maybe it feels like a month, it's probably only been like 3 weeks, but close enough, right? Because this assignment's been going on and on, I finally got it finished today, so there's no more of it to do. I'm all good. So for once in, I'd say, about 10,000 years, I don't like to exaggerate things, I feel like I actually have a little bit of spare time, so I figured I'm not going to bum around anymore. I'm going to actually do a show, because you pay good money to listen to this program, right? So you deserve the best, you know, we all know that, right? So I have a lot of stuff today. I've got a music review, probably one of the best bands, if not the best band in the universe ever, coming up halfway through the program. It's going to be so much fun. These people rock. And if you listen to Twitter, you've already heard me talk about them, or read me typing up about it. I haven't had my coffee today. In fact, it's in a thermos right here. I promised myself that an incentive to record another show, I would not take one more sip out of this thermos until I shizzle my nizzle. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. I'm fly because I'm fly because you ain't. No, how does it go? This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm fly, and this is why you're not. How does it? My sister's obsessed with this song, and it's. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. I'm fly because. I'm hot because I'm fly, you ain't because you not. Right, there we go. It is the most insulting to intelligence song I've ever heard. It's really, it's terrible. Do you know what that, I don't even know. I'm going to look at that right now, what that song is. It is a terrible song. It's the worst song since Rudebox. Wikipedia.org/wiki/ this underscore is underscore YI. Now, and what's a apostrophe is percentage sign 27 in HTML in the code thing. M underscore H-O-T. Yeah, kid. Here we go. This is Why I'm Hot. Is a single by rapper Mims. Mims? I have no idea who that is. It has performed successfully on the Billboard Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart. Well, that's not really saying much, is it? I'm sorry. It's been so long since I've done a show. I get the feeling this episode's going to just be a whole set of just random crap just thrown together with no sort of cohesion or anything. Maybe that's what you like. Maybe it's what you hate. Maybe I'll try and work on it a bit better next time. And the Billboard Hot Rap Tracks charts peaking. Oh, I just got a snitter. This is from Dave. There is so much. I can't talk about anything without on my list. I've got at least it's a PDF file that I exported from my FreeBSD machine. There's about 9 pages of notes here that I have no idea to begin. And the problem is it's all interconnected. So to talk about this thing, I would have had to have talked about this thing first, and then this thing, and then this thing. But that depends on this thing. It's like a copy of Windows XP, right? This module depends on this module. No one actually knows how this module works, and this module, and this module, and it's all just a mess. But one of the things I'm going to do this episode, which I've not done in any episode before, is I'm going to finish each topic that I start. And already I promised myself I'd do that. And in fact, I've already broken that promise once because I'd started talking about something else. And then I ended up talking about This Is Why I'm Hot. This is why I'm... It is a really insulting song. The song features samples from Kanye West, I apologize. I'm so out of the loop. I am so white and nerdy. It's terrible. And Mob Deep. I don't know any of these people. E-40's Tell Me When to Go. Dr. Dre's Nothing But a G-Thang. And Mob Deep's Shook Ones Part 2. Each sampled song is played when Mims mentions the area from which each artist originated. Shook Ones from New York. Tell Me Where to Go from the... I'm getting lost here. Nothing But a G-Thang from Compton. Where the hell's Compton? I'm going to click on that right now. Let's see where Compton is. C-O-M-P-T-O-N. I'm going to click on it. I've never heard of Compton before. Compton is a city located in Los Angeles County. Okay, so it's LA, right? Okay. I dislike that about Australian postal codes. Speaking of rappers and stuff, the fact that you notice in New Zealand, for example, I think it's the only thing the New Zealanders have done that the Aussies haven't done right. You know, it's a bit of rivalry. In the UK, you've got Scots versus Englishmen or Irishmen versus Englishmen. In the US, you've got the US versus the Canadians. In Australia, you've got the Aussies versus the New Zealanders. Can you believe that the New Zealanders thought that they invented what's it called? What's that cakey stuff? That sort of cakey in a dish. It's on the tip of my tongue. No, it's not parfait. It's come on, what's it called? It's that sort of spongy, cakey, ice creamy thing that you have in a tub, and it's sort of like a layered thing. Trifle? No. Parfait? No. What's it called? Son of a bitch! I forgot what this. This is going to drive me insane this whole episode. Okay, but I'm going to finish what I start. Compton is a city located in southern Los Angeles County, California, USA, southeast of downtown Los Angeles. Well, that was a pointless sentence. The city was incorporated in 1888, and as of 2000 census, the city has a total population of 93,493,000. That's stupid. How is 93,000 people a city? That's stupid. I would thought of a city is at least a million people, isn't it? You can't be called a city if you have less than a million, right? Isn't that? Oh, dear. Yeah, okay, I'm going to click back. What got me onto Compton? Oh, okay. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. I'm fly because I am. You ain't because you're not something. Let's go to the bottom here. Mims. Is it Mims or Mimes? He's got one of these information boxes at the bottom of his page as well. Albums, singles, guest appearances, related articles. Have you noticed that, you know, when you go to a Wikipedia page and you go to the bottom of the page and it has a information box with related links? Have you noticed if you go to somewhere, you know, say, for example, Canada or UK or Singapore, these sort of, you go to any sort of article about a country, I'll just go to the Singapore one. These information boxes at the bottom of the pages have been getting really out of hand. Like, they're crazy. They're just so many. Here, I'll just go down to the bottom of the page here. Yeah, look at this. This is terrible. All of these information boxes with the topic boxes, sorry, not information boxes. There's Singapore topics, geographic locale, international membership, and languages. And within geographic locale, you have countries of Asia, countries of Southeast Asia, countries of East Asia, Greater China, countries, capitals of Asia, ties. It just goes on. This is what a waste. That if you printed this page for an assignment, these useless information link boxes would take up at least 40,000 pages. I don't like to exaggerate, right? I've printed it once. That's how many trees I had to chop down. 40,000 trees worth of paper. 40,000 papers worth of trees. Sort of thing. So it's that's just crazy. That's stupid. Why do you need that many links? Anyway, so how did I get onto that? I started talking about Singapore and country links and how people have too much. And that was from Compton in Los Angeles, who I have no idea. And then that was from that This Is Why I'm Hot. But what was I talking about before then? I have absolutely no idea. So to save a bit of face, we'll split this part off. Da, 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 da. There is so much I could be talking about on this episode, and I have no idea what I'm going to get through. I usually like to have sort of content sections at the beginning of each show to let you know what's going on. But I don't even know what's going on, so we'll just have to wait and see. It's, of course, December, which means Christmas, which means Yuletide. You know, the Yuletide was that celebration the Christians hijacked and called Christmas. So, you know, the Scandinavians and the Germans, my dad's side of the family, have been celebrating it for millennia before then, I think, something like that. I think it has something to do with the winter solstice, I think, or that time of the year, and you'd chop down forests full of trees and put decorations on them. How romantic can you... Oh, I locked my door. Hold on a sec. So, so it's, of course, Christmas season, Yuletide season coming up, and I have not done one lick of Christmas shopping whatsoever. I have done none. And it makes me feel bad because I use Twitter so much now. I know you can't... If you go to my Twitter page, I've only updated it sort of three or four times, like you can understand, right? So, but I use it constantly. So the problem with that is that I get tweets from a lot of other people, and they're all going on and on about how much they bought their family, or they're going out in the winter storm to finish off their Christmas presents and buying the wrapping paper and all this. I have not even started. I have no idea what to get anyone, and probably not enough money to get anything that I wanted to, if I wanted to get people a lot of stuff. So it's going to work out just great. I've been thinking about this for a long time. Which family member is the most difficult to buy for? People, you ask, everyone has their own opinion. So some people say that the dad's the hardest to buy for. Some people say the mum's the hardest to buy for. Some people say the alien in the jar, the vinegar jar on your table's the hardest one to buy for because you never know what size shoes he's wearing. He's got like 9 feet or anything. Or sometimes the brother's the hardest to buy for. For me, I'm this sort of nerd. You buy me a 1 gig memory upgrade, and that would be enough, right? Oh dear. So, but I guess it all depends. For me, I think it's always been my dad's been the hardest to buy for, and mostly it's because I guess being the breadwinner of the house when I was a little kid, or until quite recently, anything I bought him for Christmas would be the money that he'd given me anyway, so it was kind of hollow. So having your own income now obviously makes somewhat of a difference, because he knows what I'm buying him isn't actually coming out of his pocket, you know what I mean? But then again, he's also hard to shop for. I have absolutely no idea. So, and then of course there are people like my mother, who has the same problem as I do, in that our hobbies are very expensive. So I'm a computer guy, and the computers aren't cheap. Despite what Dell and all those people would have you believe, and those Mac Minis and all those, like, computers are still expensive things, and you got to buy all the accessories for them. And of course, my mother likes antique jewelry and bags and things, and they're not cheap either. And of course, they need the accessories and everything. So in my case, it's probably my sister who's the most the easiest to buy for. In fact, I need to figure that out. She's probably got a whole heap of songs, or maybe I could buy her an iTunes credit or something. I have no idea what to get anyone. But yeah, so I haven't done any of that, haven't organized anything. Oh, wow. And the worst thing of all is that I had a list on my computer of ideas, because throughout the year, when if I'm walking around with someone and they pass a shop and they say, hey, that thing's cool, or that thing's awesome, I write it down into my, sorry, I type it into my phone, my QWERTY Nokia E61i iPhone. It's terrible. You can't say the Nokia E61i phone because it has iPhone on the end of it. They're coming to Singapore next year. I'm not going to get one because they're not 3G, or at least they are 3G. The new ones are going to be 3G, but they're still going to be sort of $40 million. I don't exaggerate. So, that's for another show entirely. But, so, I make notes on this phone. And anyway, I did a backup of my phone, and nearly everything got transferred. And then there was a long story short, I lost the list from the phone. So all of these ideas, I must have had a couple of pages worth, are all just down the toilet. And my memory being as crappy as it is, and at my age, that's a bad sign. I'm going to be senile when I'm 30. Well, some would argue I am sort of reaching that now. But that's beside the point. The fact is I have no idea what to get anyone whatsoever. So my dad's a car guy. He's obsessed with cars and Formula One and MotoGP and that sort of stuff. Maybe I can. One of the ideas I've had is, have you seen these Ducati USB keys? In fact, let me just type it in. Ducati USB keys. And my sister has just walked in the room. Do you want to say anything?
No.
She's just not a nice person. Ducati USB keys, and typing it into Google now just to see. There was a review on it in, I think it was in the Hardware magazine of all places, H-something. USB key, sometimes the Google is good and sometimes the Google isn't. These things are all fairly useless. Your personal, oh, here we go, Ducati North America. I thought Ducati was Italian. Okay, this must be the regional site thing. Superbike data analysis. Oh, well, that's not what we're after. No, they're specifically it's like a USB key thing, and it looks like the body of a motorbike without the wheels, and it's got, you press a button and the little bit for the USB comes out the front. It looks so cool, but I think it's sort of $180 Australian, so I don't think it's... here we go. That is a YouTube review. Uber review. Ducati USB flash drive. Let's take a look at this.
This is the latest flash drive from SanDisk. As you can see, it looks like a body of a Ducati motorcycle. To take the keys out. There you go.
That is cool. Yeah. He just pressed the button and the front of the USB came out, the plug.
And then there's a little light in the back, and that shows that when the USB key is on or not. It's actually very heavy compared to other USB keys.
Oh, and that's it. Okay, so I'll have to post a link to that YouTube video. Apparently, I've seen pictures of it, but I've never seen it in action. So it looks like the body of a motorbike, and you press the little logo, which I guess is where the fuel tank would be on a real bike, and the whole front of it pops out with the USB plug on it so you can put it in. That is too cool. But there isn't anywhere to... They don't have a... Here we go. There's a description. Despite the quite unique design, the SanDisk Extreme Ducati... Extreme Ducati Edition USB flash drive was a disappointment, both performance and price-wise. Indeed, at $125, you would... US dollars. Holy smoking. But US dollars worth nothing now anyway, isn't it? Is it the Canadian dollar's worth more than the US dollar now? That's scary. That's why all the Iranians are buying their oil with euros or selling it. You could get into that again. Indeed, at $125 US ain't peanuts. You would expect more of this Ducati drive than the advertised 20 megabyte per second speed. Oh, that's crappy. By comparison, the 4 gigabyte Corsair Voyager drive had 34 megabytes read and write and sells for $70. Okay, no, that actually makes a huge difference. I'm torn. I thought I had the one killer present for my dad, and these people say it's crap. Oh, well. Okay, well, I mean, it still looks good, and I think my dad's the kind of person who knows enough about computers to create a PowerPoint presentation, but he's not doing benchmarks on his memory keys, right? So would he know... Well, would he know that I bought him a subpar, but it looks cool and it looks like the motoring body of a Ducati? I guess if you were a Japanese or American motorbike enthusiast, you'd say, yeah, well, all Ducatis are slow, so the memory key is exactly the same, right? What Casey Stoner in MotoGP? What? He's a Ducati guy, isn't he? Elk is just looking at the screen with her teeth hanging out, like a buck tooth sort of thing. Because she's dopey. Are you playing Neopets or something? What? She's turning the screen around. She's playing Neopets. Son of a diddly. That's just stupid. Anyway, yeah, so... the problem is that they said it's quite heavy, which is bad, and it's expensive, and it's slow. But it sounds a bit like... You could say something about... Like you'd insult someone. You could say, you know what... You're a nice guy, Pete, but you're heavy, you're slow, and you transfer data very slowly. Right, you're slow, you're overpriced, and you charge too slowly. I strive for professionalism. We're not claiming it's the fastest USB flash drive. It's also much bigger and heavier than comparable flash drives, but for me, this was not such an important factor, as I don't wear my USB key around my neck. Neither do I. I remember Laura Douglas in my high school had a, what do you call it, those lanyard things, and she had like 8 sets of keys and 2 EasyLink cards and like a grand piano and... 4 memory keys and you know, all this sort of stuff. You know, a full coffee thermos, several lava lamps, like a mainframe, and all this stuff just hanging off this lanyard. I guess it would be good for your neck, like toning your neck, right? Would it be? But yeah, I never went that far. I had maybe a memory key and that's it. But okay, but I definitely would not wear a Ducati memory key on my neck or anywhere else for that matter. Speaking of thermoses and stuff, I've still got my coffee in my thermos here, which I promised I wouldn't keep drinking until I started this show. So I'm going to pop this open and have some. This thermos, it's a Starbucks thermos. I bought this coffee about maybe 2 hours ago, possibly even more than that, and it's still hot. And this is 24 degree air conditioning inside here, and this drink is still hot. This is why it's hot. This is why it's hot. This thermos fills with coffee, and this is why. So I'm gonna. I'm afraid we don't have Costa Coffee. Is it Costa Coffee or Costa Coffee? Dave, I think, is it Dave Wares? I think on Twitter keeps going on and on about Costa Coffee and their cakes and stuff, and I always feel like. If I could reach my hand through Snitter and smack them for saying, don't tempt me, or whatever, terrible. So we've only got Starbucks here, so I want to try Costa Coffee. This is the tangent episode, right? So let's go to Costa Coffee. If it's British, would it be .co.uk or .com? Let's try .co.uk first. .uk. CostaCoffee.co.uk. Wow, first go. I am smarter than I look. which isn't saying much. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Costa. Discover a host of seasonal delights in store. Wow, this is a nice website. It's so good. It makes such a huge difference. You go to a website and it's professionally designed. I go to so many websites, like the Singapore Post website is a piece of crap, right? All I wanted to do, and that's another story entirely, this whole import duty saga with one of my mum's bags she bought on eBay. I must have been down there maybe 90 times. I don't exaggerate on this program. So, and this whole time, I wanted to start off by going to the Singapore Post website, and I wanted to know what their address was. And I ended up clicking through about 9 different things, and there are all these stupid flash animations appearing that looked like they were written in the 80s. You know, just like how people used to drive cars in Egypt, you know, that sort of thing. I go on tangents. So let's just have a look around here. They've even got the Costa card as well. Wow, this is cool. I really want to go back to the UK again. Like, we went to a UK, but I was way too little to appreciate it. How old was I, Elky? When did we go to? That was like 98 or something, wasn't it? You were 9, so that means I was 11. 12. 9, 11, you and I, yeah, right. There was a episode of Real Time with Bill Maher that I've forgotten his name. One of the guys at uni sent me this link. You know all these people who say that the World Trade Center was a conspiracy, and that whole South Park episode dealing with it. But these people say that it was a controlled explosion and all this sort of thing. When clearly you don't. The fact that there were 2 planes flew into the buildings. I mean, I don't think you... There's no... It's just... And the fact that you're giving so much credit to George Bush's intelligence to think that he can pull off such a flawlessly executed plan. I mean, come on, get real. Let me just try going to... Bill Maher... 9... Bill Maher, the science guy. Here we go. Yeah, no, so I'll have to introduce this at first. At the beginning of this episode, Bill Maher was trying to talk about something, and it was completely irrelevant, and these people started yelling to him in the audience, so it was crazy. Let me just play these people from 9/11 Truth or something like that. Let's see. Is this going to let me play it? This was one of the craziest videos I'd ever seen, because I don't live in the US, right? So it's... The only way I can get Bill Maher is to read him on the, to watch him on YouTube. I can't watch on HBO, so I only get the clips. I don't really know much about his show. I've never watched a full episode before. But he's a comedian. He's on HBO in the US, and there's this... His show got taken over by these people.
I believe in evolution. I also believe that we have the bully pulpit in Washington, and that means that if we had a domestic agenda... And that we'd realize
when's it gonna
that
get to
we are far behind in our science and NIH and CDC. We'd be able to attack this very bad disease that's attacking us.
He's saying investigate 9/11, nothing else matters.
So I think it's about domestic priorities, and I think we need to get the CDC working. We need to get the NIH working. Take that money from Iraq, put it here, and begin to fight that disease so people can live.
See, this is part of the Democrats.
He's saying Building 7 fell than the sands in New Jersey. Yeah.
Like I even,
don't tase me, bro.
Boy, sometimes here at CBS, I wish the sound wasn't working.
Jersey is going.
I didn't even know what that asshole was saying. Oh. But you know, this is the problem sometimes with government.
Hey, do we have some fucking security in this building? Or do I have to come over?
Oh, he's walking into the audience. This is crazy.
Could you get the fuck out of my building? Hey. Ouch. Jesus.
Oh, he's going back to his table again. That was crazy. So all these people just yelling at him about 9/11 was a conspiracy and all this stuff. And then... Okay, he's sitting it down again.
You know, is it that hard to throw somebody out of a building?
What about Building 7, Bill?
I'll kick your ass out of here, too. Get her the fuck out.
What is going on here? What's the issue?
Hey. This isn't the Iowa caucus. Okay? It's not a debate. It's a debate between us. You're in the audience. Audience comes from the Latin, to listen. What's going on here?
Okay, I could play that. It goes on for ages. I've never seen anything like that before. Because Elke's sitting here, and of course the sound goes straight through the mixer board without her hearing anything, which is just delightful, because I'm sitting here going, oh my god, can you believe that guy did that? And she's just looking at me like I'm going to have a cup of coffee now. Yeah, so I really like Bill Maher. He's a really funny guy, but the fact that these people just took over his show because he'd said at one point that he, the only thing he thinks that George Bush... how did he put it? He said it's the only thing that he thinks that George Bush didn't screw up is that he didn't do 9/11, right? Okay, he screwed up everything else, but this is the one thing which he defends him for. But we're getting way off topic again. So I started off by talking about Christmas presents for people I have no idea what to get. So anyway, Ducati memory key for my dad. Other than that, I can't think of anything else. Maybe my mum, I have no idea because I can't afford anything that she wants. Right, and I think she's already got a lot of stuff. Anyway, Christmas Yuletide chicken noodle soup lumberjack. I'm not a lumberjack, but I'm okay. Okay, but you don't listen to a guy in Singapore play clips from things in America. You want to hear a guy in Singapore talk about stuff in Singapore, I would think. So anyway, if you're living around Singapore at the moment, you would have heard about this whole Prima Deli scandal. Have you heard about this Prima Deli scandal? She's shaking her head and painting her toenails. Toenails? Fingernails? Your fingers and nails look... fingers and toes and everything look the same. How am I supposed to know? Singapore. Apparently... they're like this pastry company in Singapore, and this was published on the 3rd of December. This is on Channel News Asia. It said, if you've bought chocolate cakes from the bakery chain Prima Deli in Singapore, you should throw them away. The advice comes from the Ministry of Health and the Agri-Food and Veterinary Authority. Veterinary Authority? Oh, you feed your dogs chocolate muffins? What the hell is this? Okay, it's the Agri-Food and Veterinary Authority. They're not two separate things, right? Okay, the two agencies said these cakes are likely to contain bacteria called Salmonella. Like, can you imagine that? Buying a cake from a shop, warning, may contain traces of nut and Salmonella. That would be so good. Tuberculosis may vary. What symptoms may... That is so funny. Aoki was laughing for a couple of seconds, and now she's saying, giving me that look like, oh my god, you're related to me. Coffee. That is just terrible. But getting serious again, it says Salmonella is a group of bacteria that can cause symptoms such as... Ugh, those are nasty. I'm not going to read those out. 106 people have so far been reported with food poisoning after eating the cakes in Singapore. Six had to be... So does that mean if you didn't eat the cakes in Singapore, you're okay? Six had to be hospitalized but have since been discharged. Well, thank God for that. They tested positive for Salmonella enteritis. No, but in all seriousness, when you have to go to a hospital for something like that, that is some pretty... effed up stuff. I hope these people got knocked both sides of the head for this. Who was it who said knocked both sides of the... I'm gonna smack you upside the head. That was NCIS, right? Okay. The onset of illness for the last cause the onset of illness for the... I can't read anything out to save my life. Was on the 26th of November. The effects are felt usually 6 to 72 hours after eating contaminated food such as Prima Deli chocolate cakes. Warning, may contain traces of nut and Salmonella. Oh, that's terrible. They just say it's so matter of fact. The two agents says cakes are likely to contain Salmonella. That's terrible. The Ministry of Health, or MO, was first notified of a food poisoning. The Elke said it would be moh. That's because you're thinking of moss. Moe. But the Ministry of Sound is Moe's. Yeah, it's Moe's Tavern. The Mo was first notified of a food poisoning incident on the 23rd of November. I haven't eaten Prima Deli stuff in a while. They're usually carried by supermarkets and stuff. I had like a brownie from there once, but that was ages ago. I don't remember much about it. There's a lot of filler material here. Anyone with symptoms after consuming the cakes that contain salmonella. Can you imagine someone taking a cake back? Excuse me. This said it would have salmonella in it, and it didn't. I want my money back. Right? And then you get one with salmonella, and then you say, hey, you didn't warn me of the health risks of salmonella on the packaging. And maybe a nice big photographic thing of someone's intestines or something to show me the negative side effects. So I'm suing your ass, right? For inquiries, you can contact the MO, the Ministry of Health, at 1-800-22-blah-blah-blah. I'll post the link on the website. But that's crazy. So people say that Singapore is really clean and stuff, but apparently you can get salmonella from eating cakes. So the lesson here is don't eat brownies or you'll get salmonella, right? But to be serious, people were hospitalized for it. That's kind of scary. So, but the six people who are hospitalized are okay. So that was published on the 3rd. And then there was something in the paper today. I just looked it down. This is on page... Wow, this was December the 8th. That was a couple of days ago now. On page H5. What's H5? Home 5. So home section number 5. Prima Deli scrubs down. Big cleanup comes as number of people affected by food poisoning climbs to 153. Voila, chicken is it. And they got a picture. A cleaning specialist appointed by Prima Foods scours the company's food processing factory in Keppel Road. The facility has been... Shut up, Elkie. I thought it said faculty because the page is wrinkled just here. It's being meticulously disinfected. Sometimes I feel as though my desk with all the coffee stains and things on it needs to be meticulously... The number of food poisoning cases, infected workers and contaminated products in the Prima Deli tainted cake episode... What you could call this the Rubinet Show tainted cake episode number 229, has gone up yet again as the authorities widened their net to pinpoint the source of the outbreak, and then it seems to be most of the same stuff they're talking about here. Wow, I mean, the pictures they've got here are really, the factory is really spotless. All the metal's clean and the floors and everything. Because if it's a photo in a newspaper or on the internet, it has to be true. So, that's terrible. A toddler's been hospitalized twice because she ate a birthday cake from Prima Deli. She's a toddler and that's awful. I don't know why it's, you know, when, maybe it's just an instinct that you have towards kids or something when you're grown up. But it's infinitely more tragic when a little kid gets involved in this sort of stuff. And on their birthday, that's terrible. So anyway, but it seems to be all under control. And this is the point my dad made yesterday, that probably Prima Deli is the safest food in Singapore right now after all this cleaning, but I'm sure as hell not eating their stuff for a while. That's very unfortunate. So the Prima Deli scandal in Singapore, right? Okay, at this point in time, I figure it's time for a music review, right? Because I still have a lot of stuff to get through, and I'm not sure whether I'm going to be able to fit it all in, or whether I'll have to do a two-parter, or a three-parter, or a ten-parter, or a one-parters are generally better, because then you don't have to sort of wait for the next one studiously, because you're missing out on stuff. Let me just have a sip of, That's good. And my lava lamp's finally working. I love lava lamps. The problem with lava lamps, though, is that it just takes such a long time to heat up before the wax gets soft enough to start blobbing up and down. Maybe I need a more powerful lamp. I think it's only got like a 25-watt lamp in the bottom of it. That's probably the reason why. So, yeah, I'll do a bit of a music review. I'll just cue it up. Load up the Wikipedia page. Ska Cubana. There's the name of the group, right? And they were two separate guys who got together and did this hilarious CD. These people are really good. They sound like they were really, really having fun doing this CD. I spelt it wrong. Ska Cubano, I apologize. Ska Cubano. No, it's not Ska Cuban, puh. Because O and the P are next to each other. And it's They're not in Wikipedia. S-K-A. I must be spelling it wrong. C-U-B-A-N-O. C-U-B-A-N-O. If Wikipedia doesn't have it, that's just... no. Ska Cubano is not in Wikipedia. Wow, that's terrible. And I don't even have the CD case with me. That's, so I don't know what to... Let's just try it again. Ska Cubano in Google. They're on Last FM in Japan. All right, let's click on there. I'm not going to be able to read any of this stuff. Loading lastfm.co. Well, if it's in Last FM Japan, maybe if I drop the JP and put .com. For us mere mortals who use the Roman alphabet. Music, Ska Cubano. Zero people have listened. I must be spelling this wrong. I know why. I put a C instead of a K. Oh, what the hell? That is really, really stupid. Okay. Wikipedia.com/wiki/SKA Cubano. Okay, so it's not still on Wikipedia, right? Ha! But here we go. But it is on Last FM. Ska Cubano. During this is from Peter A. Scott, founder and director of production Ska Cubano. During 10 years spent exploring the country, completely fell in love with Cuban music and culture. In particular, I got to know Santiago de Cuba, the cradle of Cuban music, and many of the great musicians who originated there, so well that it became a second home. Previously, I had also spent a lot of time in Jamaica and am a big fan of Mento, Calypso, Ska, Rocksteady, and Roots Reggae. The oldest musicians in Santiago told me that before the Cuban Revolution in 1959, there had been a lot of... I hope they get to the actual band in a sec. A lot of musical contact between Santiago and the rest of the Caribbean. For instance, Calypso was very popular in Cuba in the 1940s and 50s, and a lot of Cuban artists had made Calypso records. After the revolution, Cuba had other priorities and the level of interaction reduced, obviously. As a result, Caribbean musical developments from 1959 onwards mostly didn't reach Cuba. That's a shame. So here we go. This is the description of the band. He says, I began to imagine what would have happened if the same level of interaction had continued. I became convinced that ska, which itself borrowed quite a lot from Cuban elements... Excuse me. Quite a lot of Cuban elements would have been taken up enthusiastically. Excuse me. No. I'm all good. It's all good. I'm quivering with anticipation to play you some of this stuff. It's so good. I became convinced that ska, which itself borrowed quite a lot of Cuban elements, would have been taken up enthusiastically by Cuban musicians in the early 1960s. So just for fun, I started a new label, Casino Sounds, to explore new directions in Cuban music, an alternative history in which Cuban and ska had emerged, Ska Cubano. So, and they've got the albums on here. I got Umba, that's the one. Yep, okay, so they got it good. Let's see. I love Last FM. It's such a liberal type website. As in, I feel as though all of these top Billboard charts and things, they're obviously rigged somehow. They really are. And what the people say are the top selling albums and who are the number one and number two, it's obvious they're being paid off, right? So I think Last FM is I meant democratic. So when people, if you see a top chart on Last FM, I think that's a lot more representative of real people's tastes, I think. Or maybe computer nerds might use it more, but the top tracks for this week are Soy Campesino. And Istanbul, not Constantinople, is the second one. Before we get anywhere else, I could talk about these all day. These two guys are fantastic. And it all started, my father and I had gone to HMV to buy a CD for my mum. And as it turns out, they didn't have the CD. And we were in the World Jazz section sort of place, up on the top floor in the Heron building on Orchard Road. And it was... they didn't have the thing we wanted, but on the shelf they had all of these random CDs, and one of them was the featured album for the week or something, was this CD called Ska Cubano, and these two people standing there in the sort of, you know, those Cuban white suits with the blue underneath and the canes and the the trilby or the sort of white hat sort of to the side with their canes and smiling. It looked so good. So I will definitely have to post a picture of that on the site as well. And also, I don't think they're signed to a mainstream record label as well. They're an independent group, which if I'm not sure whether that's true or not, I might have to look that up before making such a claim and shooting myself in the ass. But that's in the foot, sorry, not the ass. That could be even more painful. Ay caramba! So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a short clip. There are lots of tracks on this album. There are lots of tracks. I could play them all day. Aside from breaking copyright law, just a small sample for review purposes. I'll just play a short clip of two of the 14 tracks. So I'll play Turn This Down. This is the, what do you call it? The title track for the album, Ay Caramba. It is so good. Apologies.
I run across town, check what is in the booth. He pulls no armor, but another so far for money I've been owed. 2 weeks apart, well, I could have been a last, but no. Ay caramba, you work so early in the morning, but break down, I start a walk.
You know, because I was feeling really depressed one day, and just putting this CD into the computer, and ripping it and listening to it made me feel so much better.
Ay caramba.
Okay, it is so cool at this I can
no work today, no combat tomorrow.
It is so good. You play that nice and loud with the windows open to annoy as many of your neighbors as possible. It just makes it is impossible to feel depressed when you are listening to these people. It's so good. So that's actually track number 2. The next one is, I think, I'm not sure which, I'll just go Command I. This is track number 9. It's their take on Istanbul, not Constantinople. You know that one, right? And they don't actually sing any of the lyrics to that original song. They put their own things over the top, but they keep that sort of dun, dun, dun bit in the background. So this is a lot of fun. Let me just
right about now.
The funk that clearly isn't the right track.
Now.
What the hell's going on?
So, brother, right about
what the hell?
Now.
That's not the. Ugh. Check it out now. The funk soul. That's what a terrible song. What if I? That was a 1-star. Why have I even got it in my library if I've only given it 1-star? You know, I've had this same iTunes playlist since about like 2003 or something, and I've never deleted anything. I've just backed it up and put it back on the current computer I'm using. So there's so much stuff here that I. In fact. Does this say this song was last played the 12th of March 2005? Wow, okay, so that was a while ago. Ay caramba. So let me just, why did it start playing that? I clearly wanted Istanbul, not Constantinople. So this is their take on that. Let's see if this works now.
Istanbul!
Nine lives left, don't cause disaster. Nine lives left, time is a master. But we're walking slow, our hearts beating faster. Make our way to Istanbul. The crescent moon and the stars that reach beyond whisper to us secrets I can only find.
Still got a bit of coffee left. These people are beyond cool. This is the sort of music you play when you just, even, you know, it doesn't matter what mood you're in, this music just makes you feel fantastic. And I'm really irritated that my father stole a CD. Because they had the most detailed notes for each of the songs. Maybe I might have to do a follow up to this episode after all, because they have the lyrics to each of the songs and also a information about what inspired them to do all that stuff. So I will have to find that stuff, because the way it is at the moment, without being able to give any of the descriptions, there's a bit of.
another day. Travel so
timing is everything. timing. I need to learn how to do that one day.
Ay
caramba. It is so much fun. So I tell you what, if you're listening to the show on an iPod or another portable music device, is there any other portable music device, really? I mean, come on. Then, unfortunately, I haven't sneezed again. Go grab yourself a copy of Ska Cubano. It's S-K-A space C-U-B-A-N-O. Ska Cubano. And don't get yourself a copy of...
Right About Now.
Because that's a stupid song. Get yourself instead of... Istanbul! I wanted to limit myself to the number of songs I play because I don't want to infringe all too many copyrights right by doing this. So, awesome song, awesome CD. Go grab yourself a copy of it if possible. And they do have a link if you go to last.fm. I think you're all on Last FM, I think, anyway. I hope so. And if you're on Last FM and you're not my friends, add me, a Last FM user, Rubenerd. I surprise everyone. That'd be awesome. So it's last.fm/music/SKA and then plus, not underscore, CUBANO. And if you go to the bottom of the page, they have links to all of them on Amazon. I think it would be so good to be able to have referral links of my own, because I refer so many books and articles and guides and textbooks and music CDs and all this stuff on my show and on my blog, my weblog as well. And I can never... I'm sure I get a lot of outbound links through those things, so obviously there are people interested in this sort of stuff, and I don't get a cut of any of it. And I don't think there are any local people who do something like that, like a referral thing, which is a bit disappointing. So anyway, Ska Cubano, grab yourself a copy of it right now. You'll be doing yourself, your family, and the universe a favor. Now, this song sounds like an alien DJ, if I've ever heard one. Sounds like I've got little creatures in my mad play. What the hell is that? okay, so there we go. That's... I tell you what, there is nothing better than that. I think they're my artists for 2007. You notice you tend to lose interest in certain artists over time, and then you find new ones, then you rediscover things. For me, I find it's almost on a yearly basis. I can almost with certainty. That's a stupid way of putting it. For each year that I listen to certain music, I can put a name to each year of my life. So in I remember in, it was, I think it was 1997 was the Lemon Tree song. That's the one I remember from... Sitting here in the boring room, Ruben Shade can't sing, who. And all these things, and it just keeps going on from there. In fact, do I have... No, I don't have that. And it'd be illegal for me to play it anyway. So anyway, yeah, it's interesting here to music is the soundtrack to your life. Who said that? There was someone who said that. Music is the soundtrack of your life. I read that somewhere or saw it somewhere. So anyway, the show's been going on for about 53 minutes now. I think it's about time to wrap it up. Don't worry, I have scratched, in fact, out of these 9 pages of notes I have, or maybe 8.5, I should say, I got through 2 of the points. So that's not one of the points, double the number of 1 points. I went through 2 of the points here, so I like to be as concise as possible. Short, concise, and how did they put it? It's part of a joke. It's short, concise, and all unnecessary parts removed, and then you talk about all this other stuff. So I shot that down in flames, didn't I? So, yes, I will have to do another episode again shortly, and hopefully again and again and again for the foreseeable future. That last gap that I did was really nasty, but I'm hoping next year that my workload will actually decrease quite substantially, because I'll be finished one of my courses, So whether or not that means I have double the amount of free time, I doubt it. I find that work is like a gas, not a liquid. The more free time you have, the more work just manages to suck it all up. You people, you're the last ones I need to tell about that sort of thing, right? So I think that's about everything I want to cover. In fact, the only thing left is, you remember at the beginning of the episode, I got that tweet from Dave over here, and I was going to explain it. Before I get onto that, I'll have to explain. It has been really coming down with rain a lot in Singapore this last week or so. Really, really flooding like crazy. And if you listen to the local radio stations, a lot of people say it's quite funny because in some ways, it's the closest we get to rain in Singapore. So, you know, closest to snow, I should say. So it's the Christmas season, and during the middle of the day in Singapore, it's black. All the lights, street lights are on, and I'm looking out my window now, and it's only 6 o'clock, and it's completely dark, right? And the lights are on in all the buildings and so forth. Although it's a bit better than before. And the visibility's been terrible, and there's been flooding in the middle of town, and people have been... there was a picture in the paper yesterday of a poor cab driver who literally was scooping water out of the bottom of his taxi because it was just crazy. And one of the unintended side effects of all this rain is the lifts in our apartment block have been screwing up. And in particular, I guess maybe there's a maintenance... hatch on the roof of the building. It's not the building we're in at the moment's not that tall. I think it's 14 floors, so no doubt it'll be knocked down because Singapore is going through a housing boom right now, and buildings being knocked down left, right, and centre, and replaced with sort of 70 floor monoliths with lots of glass and crap. I love that. Can you imagine that in a newspaper saying, "Yes, 70 floor giant monolith with glass and crap. Order now, freehold." Right. It's like free salmonella with your warning may contain traces of... I can't believe this. This coffee's over 2 hours old and it's still hot. I notice if it goes cold and then you reheat it, it never quite tastes the same. That's very good. So yes, these elevators have... all this water has just been coming down through the... Obviously, there must be a maintenance hatch or something on the roof, and screwing up all the electronics in both the lifts. So I woke up this morning at about, I think it was about 6:30 in the morning, and walked out to see one of the lifts spasmodically going between floor 1 and 3, and the other one, the bell was just ringing, and then stopped, and then started ringing again, and then stopped. And as it turned out, it was because someone was trapped inside it, and they were actually pressing the button. And the security guard was nowhere to be seen, so that poor person had just been sitting there for ages, I don't know how long, so... I went downstairs and asked the guard, you know, hey, you know, I think there's a guy trapped in the lift, and he had to rush up and take a look. So it was crazy. It's the fact that rain and all this real strong rain can have these unintended consequences. Yes, because we intend to screw up your lift. It was unintended, right? So. And why did that start playing again? Ay, caramba. So anyway, the other unintended consequence of all this rain is it's been really, really dark, and the I say unintended consequence as if this rain has been intentional. That's stupid. But supposedly what happened was that with all of this rain, the sky has just been so dark during the day that people on the radio have been joking that it has been the closest we'll ever get to snow. The fact that there's no visibility whatsoever. Literally, you can look at the car in front of you if you're driving down the street or in a bus or something, but you can't see any further in front of you. And possibly even freakier is when you're in the tunnel, the Mass Rapid Train, the train tunnel, the Mass Rapid Train tunnel thing. On the northeast line, it doesn't do that because it's entirely underground. But on the east-west line, sorry, the one that goes from the airport out and then through the city and then all the way out to Jurong, that one is only underground in the middle of the city and then goes above ground as you get out into as much of a suburb as you can get in Singapore, because the whole country is only 40 kilometers wide, right? So if you go into the tunnel, even the tunnel visibility sucks. Like, it looks like you look in front. And because when the train stopped and you're sort of looking through the tunnel as you're getting out, because there's that gap between the train and the platform, And it looks like there's this sort of whitish fog. It's really freaky. So it just seems like everything is affected by this rain, and the visibility is crap and everything. And it was about lunchtime today, and I was sitting in my room doing work with the food on the table, typing away, and all the lights on because I couldn't see anything. So that's crazy. Anyway, so been another random, spasmodic, pointless episode of crap here on the Rubinode Show. Of course, you can get the Rubinode Show at rubinodeshow.com. That might be changing at some point because I'm trying to consolidate a lot of my stuff to make it easier for me to maintain, but that's a long way in the future yet. So I'm writing server software and stuff for a uni project. But that I could actually, there's no point in me even talking about that. That's somewhere in the future. So in the meantime, have yourself a great day. And Ruben Shade, you did it again. You got halfway through a point and then you didn't finish it. So I was talking about all that rain stuff. There was a reason why, and I was talking about Twitter. And I posted on Twitter to say that during the day I can usually see skyscrapers, and today I can see nothing. Here it is. I said, rain here this week is the heaviest I've seen in a long time. I can't see any skyscrapers out my window at all. None! Exclamation mark. And Dave Ware's response from davesphotogallery.net, he says, funny, Rubinode sees skyscrapers out his window. I see Tudor houses and the first Norman-built church in England. Oh, that's about the same skyscraper, Tudor houses. You know, it's all just giant monoliths with glass and crap, right? that's terrible. Anyway, so you have yourself a fantastic day. I'm hoping to get episodes out more frequently now, if not each week. Every few days, at least once a week from now on. I'm going to make it my mission, just as I've made it my mission all the times in the past, and we've seen the results of that. Oh, dear. And, of course, I have to catch up on all those stuff as well. I've listened to maybe half a dozen MacBreak weeklies and This Week in Techs and Overnightscapes over these last few months, but I haven't listened to any of them regularly. And Frank on the Overnightscape and Leo Laporte on MacBreak Weekly and all these people keep bringing up things from previous episodes, and I'm sitting here going, oh, what? And apparently Frank has this whole underground overnight onsug or onsug, which is actually a Singaporean colloquialism for a rude part. So I read that and I was like, oh, Frank's learned Singlish or something? There you go. But no, apparently it means Overnightscape Underground, onsug, something. I have no idea what that is. I'm so far behind on anything and everything. And plus, I need to get the decorations up on the site as well. So, in the meantime, you have yourself a fantastic day, as I've already said about 9 or 10 times already. This has been Rubinode Show 229 for Tuesday, December the 11th, 2007. You have yourself a spasmatically fantastic day, and I hope to see you again when I see you again.
Then the nutcases, yeah, and you are a nutcase, Building 7. Yeah, you know what that's all about? Of all the things I've said, and believe me, I've said a lot of things, as you all know, that could get my head on a block. The one that they protest about out here is the people who think that the World Trade Center was a controlled explosion. Yeah, you see, in that instance, I'm actually defending President Bush. I don't think President Bush brought down the World Trade Center. And cows disagree with me.
This is, I don't know, I was on prayer.
This is a
line and let
anyway, me... I have some good news to report. One of our generals this week said that we have now eliminated Al-Qaeda in Iraq, who, by the way, goes by the name now AQI. I love
that. That's cool. Yeah.
It's great. It's like KFC, you know? AQI. We don't make the bombs that kill the troops. We make the hate that makes the bombs. How come I don't fire my audience department is really the question that's running through my mind right now.
It's the USB flash drive from SanDisk. As you can see, it looks like a body of a Ducati motorcycle. To take the keys out, go. And then there's a little light in the back, and that shows that when the USB key is on. It's actually very heavy compared to other USB keys.
Istanbul is Constantinople. Istanbul is Constantinople. Istanbul is Constantinople. Istanbul is Constantinople. Constantinople. Istanbul is Istanbul.